Oh, you wouldn't have believed it the other day, TK. Berkey and I don't live too far apart.
Right.
And I traipsed down into Newport.
Yeah.
And I was struggling to find a tracksuit. So I put on the 1993 Ashes tracksuit, walked down.
Yes.
And here was this guy walking up in a Wallabies jersey.
And
it was Berkey.
That'd be right.
Yeah. Morning, Berkey.
Mate, I've got 81 of them. I'll do one every day.
Oh, not bad.
TK reckons I walk around in my Aussie gear.
Oh, of course, mate. There's nothing better just to remind the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
That what Dad used to do. So, yeah. Mate, every now and then you've got
That's
to get
right.
to watch the videos.
Well, you actually forget you did it yourself, don't you, when you get beyond it? It's like, did that actually really happen?
Hey, Berkey,
exactly
his
right.
old videotapes, they're black and white, he's showing the kids that often.
Yes, 100%.
There's no colour left in them.
Nothing.
Hey, good, mate, we're no closer to a resolution, Berkey, in the world of the ARU. What's the latest gossip? I know that Bobby Dwyer, bloke you know pretty well, he's trying to get involved and reshape the whole game.
Do you know what, TK? You're right. It, from when we spoke last week, this, you know, nothing has advanced from what we already know. It's still behind closed doors. It's still cloaks and daggers, and still playing on the minds of the players. And I think what we saw last week, with the Rebels and that kind of stuff coming to Sydney, that, they're trying hard, but they're just not getting there. I'm sure it's playing on their mind. It has to be playing on their mind. And to find a resolution soon, I doubt it will be. It's just going to keep going. I think it's now going to be battled in the courts, and they're the ones who are going to, make the or get a smile at the end of it, the lawyers, when they get paid of what's going on. It is a sad state of affairs for the game, unfortunately, because, it could be so good, but it's just being dragged down, unfortunately.
What do you make of this establishment of a national coaching panel? So everybody's sort of trying to sing from the same hymn sheet. Looks like that's an idea of Chequers, and he wants to go forward with it.
Yeah, I can understand where he's coming from there. New Zealand do sort of something similar where it gets passed down through from top to bottom. So, when a young guy comes through and the Kiwis come through to play a test match, there's no sort of having to upskill the bloke. He walks in there and knows exactly what's going on there. And that's such a positive when you've got guys who can float in and out of the team. So I understand where he's coming from there. The problem that he has to do there is get everyone to sing, as you said, TK, from that same sheet. And sometimes that can be a little bit hard because, players, coaches, states have their own way of playing the game, perhaps forward orientated, back orientated, kicking game, whatever. So they've got to come up with something because it has to be done to be able to benefit the national team at the moment. Because that's in the grand scheme of things, if they can win the team, if they can win games, young kids come on board, heroes are being built again, and people want to go play the game. So. It's a bit of a cart before the horse type number, but it needs to be done.
And, mate, can I ask you, I don't know if you've got a view on this, but I know you do your Channel 10 news every night, and you've been talking about the play dispute with the cricket.
Yeah.
The players have all the strength here, Berkey, don't they? I mean, I can't see in this situation the players are going to lose out.
Yeah, if they can, if they can get their own image and rights.
Yeah.
Own them themselves. That is absolutely massive,
isn't it?
Because I don't think here in Australia we realise what your contract is made up of. For example, if you're getting paid $100,000, for example, I think we just walk away and say, "Hey, we're getting paid $100,000 for playing the game." But the way they do it over in the UK, they break it down into image rights and also playing contracts. So it might be, and they used to work it off David Beckham from a percentage of how you break up your contract, and. So I think the guys, cricketers, obviously very aware of it, that they realise that a percentage of that money is done because of the pitches in the game, the guys that can be broadcast, advertised, and the rest of it. So it is a massive coup if they can get that under their own names. We used to do it in a way, and we had. I think we went to arbitration a couple of times for the Players Association because of that whole thing of owning your own name and picture. And if you get exploited in that, there's no coming back to it. You can't sort of readdress it in 5 years' time when the next collective bargaining agreement is up because you'll never win again. So
It's interesting.
I understand. The sad part about it is there was a look the other day. I think it was a picture in the paper, David Warner, protesting about wanting more money, and there's a picture of a Lamborghini in the paper that he has. Yeah, and that misrepresents. And the public then gets on the bandwagon and says, mate, you've got enough money. But
yeah,
I think they're doing it for down the track for the next generation of players coming through.
Yeah.
It's my understanding he's Steve Smith and others have already signed their rights over to the Australian Cricketers Association.
Yeah. So, okay.
Yeah. So it's it's moving in that direction already. Yeah. So yeah. Mate, let's have a look at trying to find a couple of winners.
Gee, you've gone safe this week.
I've given you a couple of tweets. I've given you a bit of a touch up on Twitter, mate.
I'm trying to find some baddie for our listeners out there. But, they fell apart last week, the Force. That was unfortunate.
Yeah. They only got, it was close. They got beat by 50.
It was only 50.
Now, mate, let's have a look at a couple of crucial ones. The Queensland Reds should get back to winning form against the Force.
Yeah, I think so. At home, Reds. Yeah, I think, as I said last week, Reds aren't playing too bad football. But for what the Force produced last week, and they've got a couple of players on the sideline at home, I think the Reds should get that one.
And, mate, if we go to the Waratahs, they're $7 outsiders, $1.10 the Highlanders. But I think it's 1 year, mate, since we've beaten a New Zealand franchise.
That is quite phenomenal, isn't it? It is. And we're reading all those stats at the moment. That's sort of dominating, the headlines at the moment. And it's a scary thought. And that really will, I imagine, that form will roll on into when the test matches roll around in a couple of weeks' time, or a couple of months' time, when Australia take on New Zealand. It's going to be incredibly difficult again to get over the top of these guys. They've just got so much depth. It's quite incredible. So looking at that game for Waratahs, even though they had a big win last week, I think the odds are fairly well stacked against them over there. Highlanders are flying at the moment after that win against the Force at home in Dunedin. Yeah. I think they'd be too strong for the Tars.
Yeah. Mate, the Melbourne Rebels, I mean, as long as their backsides point to the ground, they're not going to beat the Crusaders, are they?
Crusaders are undefeated this year. It's quite incredible. They had that sneaky win against Queenslanders in the first round where they kicked the goal after the bell, literally. They've had a couple of close run-ins. Waratahs stretched them, but they got over in the end. They're just a team that finds a way how to win, aren't they? And they've got incredible confidence at the moment. You know, when they're under pressure, there's no sort of kicking for the sidelines. They keep the ball and they roll on and they put that pressure back on you. They are an incredible outfit. So yeah, that'll be a 50 plus pointer, I think, in that game.
And the Brumbies 245 outsiders, can they win?
Slats, a tough one. They've had a bit of travel now. I'm going to take the home team, the Jaguares, to get up in that one there. So I can't get bombarded on Twitter this week by your co-host. so let's hopefully we can pick a few winners.
We don't even know how to say the Jaguars.
Well, that's why I said that's why I said, can the Brumbies win? Because it looks like Jaguars to me. It's like Ajax, isn't it?
Jaguars. I remember talking to one of the dealer once, and he said, what about the Jaguars? And I said, who were they?
Yeah.
So I picked, put your own spin on it, I think, boys.
Yeah.
So,
now, mate, I've got a mate of mine is coordinating the sport at Knox, and I think they're playing your old school this weekend.
Okay. Nice.
Joey's. Do you ever get down there, mate?
Oh, I haven't been back there for a while. So,
it's incredible, isn't it? The atmosphere, though, at these rugby games. Absolutely.
You're looking at it, and schoolboy rugby will still get plenty of support from the parents and the traditions of that. It's the going into clubland, the heartland, country, where it's there, it's hanging on, it's still got a really good life about it, but it's lacking support.
Yeah.
And it's a rock and a hard place at the moment.
It is.
Boys, the game. There's some great people who are supporting it at junior level, but it's just missing out somewhere. And I can't even put my finger at the moment.
No.
But it needs to get rectified, that's for sure. But the schoolboy footy is pretty special.
Yeah. But, anyway, he said Knox are going to smash you up. Joey's gone. Yeah. Good on you, Berkey.
Good on you, boys. Have a good one.
Take care, mate.
Enjoy England.
Yeah, thank you, mate.